welcome to the Questionnaires podcast, where each week we source the best questions from Yahoo Answers and attempt to provide the best advice from...
If someone asks you on opposite day, is today opposite day? And you respond, yes, is it opposite day or not?
Two...
If Cinderella's shoe fit her perfectly, then why did it fall off?
We're here to prove that every question deserves an answer. Joining me this week, as always, is Marcus.
Hello.
And Damien.
Hello, my Prince Charming.
Oh, hey, g'day, Cindy. And were we just talking about Cinderella and I didn't realize that question came up? Or you guys knew because you read
it. We knew.
We knew, of course. We'll talk about Cinderella. It's the one thing I don't look at. Whenever I see it posted in the group, of like the question screenshot, I'm like, I need something, some sort of surprise.
You need a surprise in your life, yeah. Tom. A surprise.
Let me try and surprise you with another Cinderella question.
Okay.
Here's something I've always thought about with the story. I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Yep.
But do you know when like the clock strikes 12 and her carriage disappears and her dress disappears?
Yep.
Why doesn't the shoe disappear that she left behind?
That's a good point. Also, well, like this is the thing. Why is everything made of something except... Like, you know how like the carriage is made of a pumpkin, turns back. Like if her shoe was made from an old capsicum, why doesn't that turn back on her foot? You know what I mean?
Turns into a wrinkly capsicum on her foot.
It's like that chick you were just pashing, Prince Charming, she's wearing capsicums on her feet.
I agree. Like it should have disappeared. But you know, it's a fairy tale. It's a cartoon.
Yeah, stark naked Cinderella.
I've got another problem. If she was in the carriage and the clock struck 12, so she just gets crushed into the pumpkin?
No, I imagine it'd be pumpkin. More like an Incredible Hulk situation where he like bursts out of the clothes.
Yeah.
She'd be too big for the pumpkin.
It's like she got like one arm of the pumpkin, one arm of the other pumpkin.
And she'd burst out of it.
Yeah, the pumpkin doesn't have pressure to crush a woman.
Maybe.
I don't know. Was that boxing movie Cinderella Man? Cinderella?
Yes. Cinderella Man.
Boxing a fucking pumpkin. Yeah.
That's what the movie's about. It's Russell Crowe versus a pumpkin.
It's a 10-minute pumpkin bashing scene.
I gotta watch that movie. I haven't seen it.
It's great. It's great. How's it going, boys?
Good, man. Good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Can't complain.
We had to throw a last minute like late night recording because I'm just like booked a holiday last minute.
Tom was just like, you know what? fuck my work. Fuck everything.
Yeah, I'm just
tomorrow
packing
I'm
up and
going away. I'm going away.
This kind of feels like old times. For some reason, when we used to record the podcast back in the day.
Mm.
I feel like we always did late night sessions.
It was usually night sessions. And then we just became afternoon, like Saturday afternoons or like early evenings when the sun was still up.
Yeah. I think it's because we were younger back then.
Mm-hmm.
Tom's got a family. He's a family man now.
He does,
I'm asleep by 7.
Yeah. He's getting into his old man groove, you know. Yeah, he's asleep by 7, up by 5.
I might nod off during this. You know what I mean? So just, you know.
He's not used to it.
I mean, like my comfy chair, you know, like the dad sleep where you just like... Dad's asleep on the couch. Once he sits down, he's like, I'm picking the movie. Puts the movie on. He's asleep within 5 minutes, just like in like a vampire pose.
And then as soon as you change it, he wakes up immediately.
Like, I was watching that.
He's asleep with my face.
I want to see him fight that pumpkin. Put it back on.
We'll just get into the pumpkin montage. Jesus. So yeah, I'm heading off tomorrow.
Thanks
for throwing it together, boys.
Yeah. No worries. Look, we've addressed last week that...
Mm.
Yahoo Answers is shutting down.
Yes.
For those who may have missed last week's episode.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I sent out the Royal Carrier Pigeon and I did get some news back about Yahoo Answers.
Oh, what do you know?
So let me give you the good news.
Okay. Yep.
So there is an internet organization out there known as the Internet Archive, who, you guessed it, they archive the internet as things close down.
Legit.
They are currently working on archiving Yahoo Answers.
Perfect.
And they are able to pull... 84 million questions from Yahoo Answers.
It's not enough. We're already at 50 million.
I scroll through 13 million. I think trying to find a useful
question.
The 84 million they pick are 84 million questions we've used already.
Yeah. I feel like our audience doesn't appreciate the fact that how much shit we go through for them to cherry pick questions.
It's like equivalent to like recycling, I think. Like, you know, you throw everything in your recycle bin, you're like, there we go. Thank you, environment. But then it gets to the other end, they're like, oh, I've got to separate the paper, I've got to separate the cardboard.
Yeah.
It's a needle in a haystack
situation.
There's a lot of,
and that's why they hate lids.
Yeah.
Because it's like, motherfucking lids are the worst.
Yahoo Answers is full of lids. We hate lids.
And use nappies as well.
Right. Who puts a used nappy in the recycle?
Anyway.
Go on. What's the bad news?
Here's the bad news. Yeah. So they've made a computer script that's archiving these automatically, right?
Nice.
So apparently it takes about up to 1 second or more to log the questions.
Okay.
So with 84 million questions to log,
yeah,
it's going to take about 2.5 years for them to finish.
Oh no!
Archiving all that.
That'd be known.
So we can't even use it for.
Oh no!
Yahoo is letting us down once again.
If we're still doing the show in 2.5 years, yeah, then we have access.
Thought the robots were going to pull through on this one.
Yeah, no, they're not.
AI is not good enough. Turn off all the Bitcoin processing computers and have everyone all hands on deck. Save YA.
Don't worry about Bitcoins. It's all about YA.
I'm going to make some t-shirts. Hashtag save YA.
Save.
Like, what is that? Young adult fiction or something?
Save Twilight.
What's happening to the Divergent series?
Save Maze Runner. Come on, guys.
Come on, think about Hunger Games.
Yeah. And Harry Potter.
Yeah, of course. Mark is like, I know books. That's
I know books.
That's the only book you said.
I worked at a bookstore and I was flicking what you said, Twilight.
That was the only book you said. When they said, what books do you read? You said, yeah, you said Harry Potter, didn't you?
Is one of them.
In the interview.
Yeah, it's
and
one
the
of
Bible
that
was
one,
the other
that
one.
That one and Animal Farm because I read that through high school. All my high school books.
Was it a requirement at your job at Borders to read books or no?
No.
Did you
have
to test the product? No? Okay.
No. In fact, they didn't want us reading at the retail counter. Which makes sense.
They had two options. They chose books. Marcus chose looks, obviously. Yeah.
It's true. I was the looker of Borders.
Like, you just put me on front counter, this body will sell some books.
Yeah, that's
these
it.
Games.
Yeah, that's
and then
it.
Borders went bankrupt and closed down. So.
They're still wondering why. It's because they didn't put me on enough to flex those muscles.
Yeah, it's because of the oiled up shirtless man on front counter. Yeah.
Their loss is our gain.
Yeah.
Now let's answer some questions, baby.
Yeah,
let's do it. What we do each and every week is answer questions from the website Yahoo Answers. We try to find some advice, some questions that need advice and help these people on their way. That's how the show works. The other thing we do is we choose a theme for each week to name the question askers, and it's Marcus's theme this week.
It is my theme this week. And this week, I want to, something's happened to me recently this week.
Okay.
And I want to bring it as a theme, which is things that you have signed up for that you really did not want to, but had to for one reason or another.
Right. Okay.
So you didn't want to sign up in the first place.
I didn't want to sign up to something. And so.
Are we going to hear your story first, or do you want to?
I was going to say,
I'll go first because
to quote some young adult fiction, you volunteer as tribute. So
I do volunteer as tribute. So
Marcus doesn't. It wasn't in Animal Crossing, wasn't in Animal Farm or Harry Potter. He doesn't know it.
Yeah, exactly. No, so I've been on the hunt, like many people of the world, for a PlayStation 5.
Of course,
there's minimal stock around in Australia.
Yep.
Can't find it. Mm. The only way to get the drop. Mm-hmm. On when stock has been released is on Twitter.
Oh, okay. So, is there someone like watching a van or like a ship coming?
There is a. It's how I got my PlayStation 5.
This is drooling.
Yeah. David, don't tease me like this.
You're rock hard right now. It's disgusting. No, it's like an automated bot. This guy's speaking of scripts. He's written a script that it'll as soon as any like big W whatever company. Has them in stock, it'll notify you.
Knows their system.
Like, it's go for it now.
Damn.
And then people just lose their shit and try and buy it.
Which makes it almost harder to get because of that. You know, you're almost better off just calling every week.
Yeah,
and pretty much.
And they're not being sort of it out there for everyone.
Yeah, exactly. So I had to sign up to Twitter.
Okay.
I never wanted to get onto Twitter.
What a pain in the ass that must be. Social media.
I've been told that Twitter is the bane of the universe.
Twitter's great. I love Twitter.
Damien said it's the worst.
It's kind of the worst.
I mean, look, there is a lot about it I don't like.
Yes.
I think
it's very one-sided.
If you don't like hot takes, Twitter
it's shit takes. It's full of shit takes.
Some of the takes you get on that website. Yeah. I said to Marcus, once you get your PlayStation 5, throw your accounts into the pits of Mordor. Destroy it.
Demo, how else will I know what to normalize? I need to know what I need to normalize because Twitter will tell me.
Well, see, I don't know what Twitter accounts will follow, so I'm just following these PlayStation 5 ones and Damien.
Yeah.
Then I'm out. And maybe the questionnaire's on. Do we have a Twitter account?
We have a Twitter account.
There's cobwebs on that account. We don't do much with it.
No, it automatically posts the link to the episodes.
All right, I'll follow.
Give us a follow, guys.
Anyway, Twitter. All right, writes in.
Twitter.
My new boyfriend has a weird request. Help. So I've been seeing this guy for a few weeks now, and we both decided we'd like to become official. He tells me he wants to give my exes a phone call and use them as a reference to see if I have a good dating history or experience.
Uh-huh.
As if he was an employer. I think it's a bit ridiculous, but I really like this guy and he likes me, but he just doesn't want to take any chances. I haven't spoken to two of my last exes in about 2 to 3 years. And my most recent ex, it was about 6 months ago. Is that normal? Has anyone else gone through this? If it helps, I'm 27 and he is 32. Twitter.
got a case of the X.
Yeah.
Maya. Dun, 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 dun. It's a good song. am I showing my age now?
Yep.
Well, look, being 32, that's exactly what I would do. So that's why he's asking.
Yeah.
I think the number one thing you got to do is what you would do with any reference is fake your references. How is that not like the first thing you think of? You can't like put together three or four guys, men in your life that will just vouch for you?
All right. Well, here's a question. Yeah. If somebody asked you to fake it for them.
Yeah.
But you know they're a shitty partner. Would you still do the reference for them?
If I mean, it depends how shitty. If they're abusive,
no, nothing like that. I mean, more just
depends
like
what questions they're asking. I mean, I wouldn't know. Okay, you don't know what.
Here's a better question. Would you be comfortable to take that call?
I'd take the call
and do the character reference for your friend.
You know, does he keep the bathroom messy? And if I don't know, like, does he put the lid down? Or I wouldn't know, so I'd just be like, yeah. But of then course.
You'd have to come up with like excuses of why you broke up.
Well, that's fine. I would just be like, look, he was just too good at loving me.
I didn't deserve him. Right. Good in bed.
It hurt my heart to love him as much as I did.
Yeah.
So I just had to let him go. I don't know. I think I could do it enough justice.
Yeah.
In a way that wouldn't be over the top. I mean, it's just like a reference, dude. Like,
All right.
Yeah.
Question. Have you been a reference for somebody?
I have. Yeah. I have been a reference for somebody.
I think I'm in a dating reference.
Right. No, I've done it before. And like genuinely the people that I've done references for mm-hmm. are people that I didn't want to see leave from my workplace. So I'm actually almost just like, oh, fuck, you're lucky. You're so lucky. You've got to cherish it. Like, he'll just leave you one day anyway. So good luck with that.
Damon?
So I've done it.
Damien, have you been a reference for anybody?
No.
Have you done a fake reference?
No.
I've done a fake reference.
Oh, yeah. For what?
One of my friends that they were like, it was a part-time job, you know. They were all young back in the day.
He's now building children's playgrounds. Like, yeah. He's an engineer, but he's not actually qualified. So I got him over the line though. Don't worry.
I squeaked that one. No, I remember it was like some like job where the person didn't have any references like didn't have any references. They hadn't had a job yet.
Yeah.
But it's like, I need to get references on here to look good.
Yeah.
So I said, put me down. It's like not a friend reference, but
personal
like a personal reference.
Yeah.
So I got the phone call. It's like, how is he as a person? And I was like, I'm a friend. I'm going to just say, he's a good guy. He does this, does that. He's very reliable and whatnot.
Is that like because you didn't have a workplace reference? So is that why you would call a personal reference? I'd almost say like they'd almost always go for the work references.
Always.
It's like, what do I want to call up to find out what his mate thinks of him? I just assume that he'd like him.
Yeah. You'd assume so, but they still rang. It was weird.
I don't know.
Did they get the job?
Yeah, they got the job.
Oh, well, good job.
They didn't last the little job very long. It was like 6 months, no hour.
Right.
But, you know, they got there.
Yeah.
Right. So this person, did he say how long they were dating for?
Six months. A few weeks, actually. Yeah,
and now it's like before I commit. I need to hear from...
What questions do you think you could ask somebody that would inform your decision to stay with them?
I would say this man is definitely like a real... I would assume he'd be very misogynistic and very chauvinistic and be like, hey... Bro, level with me. Is she a bit of a pain in the ass?
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah.
Does she talk too much? Or does she, you know, if I want to go out with the boys, is she going to have a hard time with it? I feel like that's the type of questions this asshole would be asking.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Level, well, I want to go out with the boys.
Level with me, lad. Yeah. I reckon he's probably that type of person that would ask that, like, is this going to be a problem? I don't think he's going to be like... Does she cuddle enough? I don't think he's going to be asking that sort of stuff.
Yeah, because you're right. Because what he's doing is inherently a shitty thing to do.
Yep.
So he's going to ask shitty questions.
100%. I think like if it's like a pyramid scheme of shit,
yeah,
he's shitting off the top of the pyramid and it's filtering
down.
He's
just rolling down.
That's trickle down economics, right?
Trickle down shitonomics.
Shitonomics.
Yeah, that's right. It.
So I think that he wouldn't be asking great questions.
Nah.
Yeah.
Like they'd be that sort of level.
But do you feel like he's asking because of his age? Being 32, he's probably like...
What's wrong with being 32?
No, like, because he's 32 and single, like very fresh.
So you reckon he's like, my body clock is ticking. I
don't want to spend 6 months with a person.
He's approaching, I don't want to waste time because I'm getting older.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't matter. I don't 32, think it,
yeah.
Is I'm not saying it's a reason or excuse.
No, but you're trying to get in the head of this person.
Yeah, is it like one of those things where he's just, I think he's an asshole. I'm certain he's an asshole where he's just like, the dating game, it's a man's game because like they want me because I'm the hot commodity. You know, they don't want to be left on the shelf. So like I got to make them like sell me this pen and you are the pen.
That's a really good point. And obviously we've already, you know, we've worked out this guy's not a great guy.
Yeah.
But it is such a shitty move to be like, the onus is on me to find out about you.
Yes.
She's not, he's like, you didn't have to ask questions about me. I'm fine.
Right.
I need
right.
to find stuff out about you. He's already assuming there's nothing wrong with me.
He's single for a reason though.
It's all with you.
I think he's single for a reason too, right?
Which is a horrible thing to think.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm perfect.
Well, I wonder if she was like, well, I don't want to do background checks on your exes. And would he be okay with that?
Exactly.
He'd have to be okay with it.
It has to go both ways, right?
He's like, no Kandooskies.
That's not how this works.
This is a one-way street, baby.
He's like, wrong answer.
Or his answer's like, well, I would say you can ask my previous exes, but whenever I've asked them to do this, they've left me, so I don't have any access technically.
That's true.
It's never gotten far enough.
It's never gotten that far.
Or they wouldn't want to talk to you because I was that bad.
This reminds me of, did you guys ever see that documentary came out a while ago? It was basically called like My Complete List of Sexual Failures.
No.
And this guy interviewed every ex he's like ever had.
Right.
And spoke to them, was like, what happened? Like, what was wrong with me? And it's kind of this, it's fascinating because they're just brutally honest and he's got a camera there. Jeez. And he's asking him questions and they're just like shitting on him and being like, you're good in bed, but you're a horrible person.
Does he get better though? Like, it's like one of those things where you're like the ghost of Christmas past where Scrooge gets told like by Kermit. Yeah. Wait, no, that's the Christmas Carol.
It's the same thing.
That's the only one I know, right?
Yeah, like, does he learn a lesson of his ways?
It's Foggy Bear being like, you're kind of a dick.
You wouldn't cuddle me much.
Yeah,
exactly.
He has that moment of introspection and that's kind of why he goes back. He's like, I want to know what was wrong with me, what I was doing wrong.
Right.
It's a good watch. You should check it out if you're...
Personal development for him, that's probably a good idea. Yeah. Like a good exercise. Be tough, though.
See, what this guy should have done, the boyfriend should have said, here are my exes. You can call them up first and get them out of the way.
Mm.
But you're right. The onus is on him to find out.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think if I was his partner, I would say, no, I don't want to do that. Mm. Like, I think you should be able to trust your own judgment enough in a relationship to be like, I will decide whether or not I want to be with you as we get to know each other.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to go to external parties to find out whether they're worth something pursuing, you know?
He's trying to speed up the relationship.
He's trying to fast track it.
Come on. I need to know now whether you go to the toilet with the door open, whether you snuggle much in bed.
Yeah. But where's the fun in that? I think the fun is finding people's flaws and their imperfections because you can also...
They could become quirks. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
You could learn to love it. That's it.
I think this is the wrong way of going about it. And I think that he's obviously like, he's at an age where he's like, everything I've done before is not working. So this has got to be the only way to make it work. Guess what, buddy? It's not the answer.
Yeah.
You're in for another couple of years of being single until you work that out.
Do you know what this actually reminded me of? I was speaking to, went out with some friends last night and I was speaking to one of my friends. He's single. And we're just talking about dating apps and he's on like Hinge and Bumble and stuff. I didn't realize with those apps how much info they give you about a person before you even match with them.
Right.
So he showed me the profile and this shows you that, you know, we're all in long-term relationships, so we've been out of the game for a long time. Mm. But it was like...
Tinder? Bumble?
Yeah. It's like a bumblebee.
So is there any honey involved? Like,
There's honey at the end of the... There's honey at the end, Tom.
There's a form of honey. I don't want to get into it. It's gross. Anyway.
Manuka?
Yes.
I'm just completely literal.
Anyway, so like if you go to like, let's say your profile came up.
Yep.
It would have obviously your age and your interests and stuff, but then it's like your political views.
Oh,
so you can have like liberal, labor.
Yeah.
It'll have like alcohol, drug use, yes or no. Oh. Marijuana, yes or no.
Yeah.
Do you want kids? Do you have kids?
All on Front Street.
It's all there, like all these. I'm like, oh, gee. So you can make a pretty informed decision right off the bat.
Yeah.
I think in that context, it kind of makes sense.
You're like, so you don't need to read the resume.
Yes, 100%.
Or a resume, so you don't need to do the interview.
Yeah. I think in that context, it makes sense because if you have very strong political views or maybe a religion like that you follow, that's going to be a major point of contention.
Yeah.
Rip that ban off straight away. You don't need to get into it, right?
I guess they've been more refined through like the dating apps and stuff like that.
Yeah, so it was kind of interesting. I think in that context, it makes sense.
Mm.
This guy's context, no. He's already seeing him.
Yeah,
They've started the dance.
I think he should find out for himself. Ask the right questions. I mean, you're not going to shave that much time off the relationship by doing that.
So, this is Twitter. So I guess Twitter, the other person, the girl in the relationship.
Yeah, Twitter, yeah.
So. Should be like... No.
It's a red flag.
And it's a red flag.
It is a red flag.
You're 27, you're young.
Yeah, don't worry. He's older than you. He's like, past the hill.
Yeah, yeah, right. It's like you're 32 and old.
He'll be dead soon. It won't be your problem.
It's true. We will be dead soon.
Tom's dying a little bit inside.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think throw it back on him. Say, let me see your references. See what he says.
Okay.
But I think that's a big red flag on his behalf.
Yeah, I think either way, just say no and see what he says. If he says no, I need to see it, then fuck him off. Don't worry. You don't need it.
Yeah.
It's only a few weeks in. You're not losing much.
Let's leave it there for Twitter then.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to go next to this one. And this one's going to come from Work Social Committee.
Ooh.
Now, I pay. Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like you're signed up for the Work Social Committee. It's like so many dollars a week out of your pay.
Yep.
To pay for like morning teas and stuff.
Yeah.
I've been really let down with the quality of food in the morning teas. All I want is party pies and sausage rolls.
He's not even asking for much.
Okay, when you say morning tea, that is morning tea.
That is morning tea.
No. But like sometimes it's like, it's like dips and cheese. And it's like, you can't really like, you can't like fill up on like sharing cheese and dips with a bunch of people, right?
Yeah.
It's sort of hard. You can't just load the plate up with sausage rolls and party pies. Throw some sauce on there.
Yeah.
And even the times when we've got the party pies, I'm like, cool, party pies, no worries. Open up. It's curry pie. And the disappointment, it's fine. It's fine, but I want a meat party pie.
They're trying to be too fancy. They're getting too much money.
Exactly, yeah. There's macaroons and stuff. I'm like, I don't want a macaroon.
Yeah, you're giving, Marcus is right. You're giving them too much money.
That's exactly right. Like, scale it back, keep it very simple.
Yeah.
Mrs. Fields, what's it called?
Mrs. Fields works.
She makes cookies, though.
Yeah.
Well, I'll happily take some cookies, too, but like everything's a little bit too much.
I also don't think a dip is a morning tea food.
No.
That's lunch into evening, I'd argue. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go with that. Social committee writes in, why do so many teenage and 20-year-old want to be influencers so much? I don't get this phenomenon. You've got so many people aged 16 to 28 or so wanting to be famous on Snapchat, Instagram, or Facebook. It blows my mind. All for validation from strangers they don't even know, are at risk of being stalked, posting risque photos for strangers, receiving harassing messages, all for a couple of likes and the potential for sponsors who barely even pay anything. They won't be the next Kylie Jenner on Instagram, etc. It's just how it works. The people who make a living as influencers on Instagram have an entire team and marketing professionals and websites run entire businesses dedicated to their image. Their brand is their image. Most people don't have entire companies promoting themselves. They are chasing a pipe dream that only hurts themselves. Social committee.
Oh.
Social committee about social media.
Yeah. Social media committee.
I feel like this person is shitting on, look, we're past the age of being influencers. Well, I feel like we've not past the age of being influencers. I feel like influencers was something that's more 5 years like younger than us are really getting into and involved in.
So you mean like on the wave of when you were growing up at the time, we sort of like, we just missed that wave.
We just missed
of being like, hey, this is like a viable option to be like a YouTube star.
We remember dial-up internet. These influence people probably don't remember that. That was my voice.
Influence people.
Yeah.
Well, they're out there. Yeah. They're influencing people.
But this person shitting on like, they don't have a team about everybody. You got to start from somewhere.
Yeah, right. But he's saying that these people that are just like, that is what I want to do, that is what I'm focusing on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the new sort of like, I want to be, I guess,
a rock star?
Like, I want to be a rock star. Yeah. I want to be famous.
Yep.
Basically is what it is. It's like that social media is the new want to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
And so much to the point where I think I saw an article that said that the number one thing that kids want to be when they grow up is a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Or like if that's a desirable like career path or like something that they're just like, they aspire to that and like athletes and stuff like that, which has always been the case.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we're worried because people don't want to be doctors and scientists and this and that. They want to do mukbangs and just eat fried chicken.
Yeah. But it's an interesting, I think the thing that's interesting about like Twitch streaming and YouTube and is that I think the reason so many people don't do it is because it feels like an attainable level of fame.
Sure.
Anybody can start an account and all of a sudden start pursuing that dream.
You don't have to move to LA.
Don't have to get signed by a record label. No. You don't need representation. You can kind of kickstart your dream. Like even like something with the podcast.
Right.
We didn't have to get any funding or anything like that. We just started because we wanted to.
Exactly.
So I think that's why so many people pursue that goal.
Yep.
I was thinking about our podcast in the context of this, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There is part of me that, because we're a small podcast, we joke about it all the time.
Yep.
But I think there's a part of me that likes that.
Yeah.
Like I kind of wonder how I would feel about the show if it was to, let's say, blow up and get big.
Yeah.
Which will never happen because we're very lazy and don't promote it. Let's be real.
What do we expect? Yeah. You put a little bit in, get a little bit out.
Yeah, that's exactly
all
right.
Our listeners are organic, so it's good for the environment. Yeah,
they're loyal, though. Organic, that's bro. The one thing I will say is they're absolutely loyal, and we get the solid listeners every week.
Yeah.
That's what I love about it.
Yes.
But I understand, though, because can you imagine the stress about like what I say or what I do that to
100%.
Because everything is out there, right? Mm-hmm. And if you've just got, you know, appealing to more people, something you say or like, you know, whether it's intentional or not can be, you know, I think that would weigh on you and you sort of it'd keep you up.
Am I going to be defined by a soundbite?
Yeah, right, right.
I called a friend's mum sexy. You know, something like that. You know what I mean? But like, I do think about that.
He's still feeling
everywhere.
I'm so sorry that I brought that up again. But like, I do think there's a weird psychology about it. If we were a lot bigger, yeah. I think we would be thinking a lot more about what we're saying.
Yeah.
Not that that's a bad thing, but also just I just think it's something about.
It's like one of those more money, more problems sort of situations.
Yeah, exactly.
More problems.
Yeah. I mean, we have no money and more problems.
So no money and more problems.
Yes.
We have the best of no worlds in that scenario.
We're losing so bad.
We're losing money here.
Yeah.
But okay. Anyway, yeah. Well, I kind of got off on a tangent there, but you know, you get what I'm saying in regards to that.
Well,
yeah.
What if you had a child that was just like, Dad, I want to do this. This is what I want to do. I want to like. Take out of school and I want to be playing FIFA 24/7. I want to play literally like 8 hours a day. I want to train. I want to play Fortnite. That's what I want to do, Dad. And I'm really good. I've won Battle Royale like at least 12 times.
Yeah.
That's the
one
minimum.
In 100. Yeah, like, minimum, and I won 12
this
times.
This is something I have thought about with like kids because you see on YouTube sometimes you make a search or something and then you see like a camera that's way too close to a little kid's face and you click on it and it's a kid who's filmed themselves and uploaded to their own YouTube channel. Yeah. It's like, you were like 5 years old. Uh-huh. How are your parents just letting you upload content?
Yeah.
Like talking about Fortnite or something like that. Right. It's like, where is
my Fortnite dance?
But like, and that kind of blows my mind. It's like, if that was my kid, I would not want them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give them that freedom at that young age to do that type of stuff. Mm. So.
Well, they don't know. Like they're going to regret that later as well. You know
100%.
I mean?
Like, their 18th birthday party. Oh. We used to have like embarrassing photos and all that. They got embarrassing clips. That so, yeah,
you're a Fortnite kid.
We've got a highlight reel.
This is from some user on the, they made it. They're called like 2234 fuck man. You made this compilation of you making an idiot out of yourself.
Everyone's like, we've already seen it. It's got millions of views.
Yeah. Sorry, Dad. It was on the news.
I think it's something that as a parent, you need to teach them that once it's on the internet, it's always on the internet. Yeah.
There's better education with that now, I will say. Because like we were fortunate enough to be growing up in a time where, well, maybe we're probably on the cusp of like, where it's like, it's not all out there for you to just embarrass yourself and like, you know, for everyone to see forever.
There's still pictures of me on the internet that I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I managed to get them off.
Like, no, Tom, we didn't miss it. Marcus was caught up. I'm like on the beach, like just like missing the wave. Yeah. Marcus is getting dunked by the wave.
There was an image on the internet where thankfully MySpace purged all of their accounts.
Oh, thank you, Justin Timberlake.
Thank you, JT, because that saved me.
He was like, drop the
yeah, right.
And the raunchy Marcus
yeah,
beaches.
Right. Yeah.
That's way cooler.
There's too many.
He's
raunchy.
Like, delete it. He's like, whoa, what is this? Keep that.
Yeah, it's in his personal little bag.
Sexy boy.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, right? They don't know. I guess I'm hoping there's better education out there for people to be like cyber safe and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And I think for the most part, people would be, but that desire to be like famous for like some of the people that they might look up to, seemingly an easy life and being like famous for not much.
Yeah. I feel like it's aspiring to be an influencer as a kid is not the worst thing because, hey, as a teenager, I wanted to be a rock star, man. Like I tried to do
we
that.
We all
like,
played guitar.
We all played guitar. Well,
drums and bass. I think Damien did a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I
teach. Damien is multi-talented.
I was very experimental back in my day.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, you got to let the kids sort of try.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah, I agree,
find your passions.
Find their passions. And I mean, that's as long as it doesn't interfere with, like, you know, the everyday school and family, whatever it might be.
Mm.
But yeah, I feel like you got to let them try.
Yeah. No, you're right. I think the best you can do is inform your kids to make the right decisions.
Yeah.
And then give them the opportunity to make those decisions, right?
For sure.
So when you're raising them, like you said the whole thing about if my kid wants to become a professional FIFA streamer.
Yep.
I mean, I'd be a hypocrite to not let him try because I love video games. Yeah, like,
don't get too good because I still want to be able to beat you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not fun when you're just like, you know, like wipe the floor with me.
I think with that example, I at least have a comprehension of someone who is good at video games. Yeah, so if I was to watch my kid and be like, no, you're trash.
You could be like, don't buy this. I'd be like, Caesar.
I feel like I'd at least understand what he's going for.
Yeah, sure.
So I could judge that.
Yeah.
Whereas if they were like, I don't know, like, what are the other types? Like, I want to be like a makeup influencer on YouTube.
Right,
I'm like, I can't help you. Like, I don't know if you're good at it. I couldn't tell you.
I could try and do it myself.
Is that bad?
But I agree with Marcus. At least give them the chance to do it.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm happy to leave it there for that one.
Okay.
From social committee, the social media committee.
All right.
All right. Let's leave it there. Damien.
So mine's going to come from Fire Marshal. At our work, we didn't really, until we had a drill, we realized we didn't have a fire marshal. So then it was literally like pass the parcel of people just putting the helmet on each other. Like, I don't want to do it. And then
Damien looks so good in the hat.
Yeah. Damien looks like a cute firefighter.
He's a cute cowboy. He's a cute fireman. He could literally be the whole calendar.
Yeah,
I reckon.
That's it.
He's got January, February sorted.
Yeah. I'm a man for all seasons and a man for all months.
All he does, change his hat. That's it.
You're like, outfit's the same.
You're like Agent 47. We suddenly don't know who he is because he's in a disguise.
I'm not a disguise. What a beautiful disguise.
The human chameleon. Yeah. That's what I do, the shapeshifter.
Damn it, the chameleon.
But I ended up getting out of it. Yeah. So I guess it's kind of not what you were asking for, Marcus, but like it was going to be my job.
Yep. Yeah.
I was able to get rid of the helmet.
That's all right.
I gave it to somebody else. But then I wish I took the helmet because when we did the fire drill, we shared the building with a bunch of other officers. So we're on like the fourth floor.
Mm-hmm.
So as you go down the fire escape, you run into other officers coming through doors, right?
Mm.
We're walking down. I had a female coworker in front of me. We were walking and as we got to a door, like halfway down the stairs, a guy opened it,
yeah.
Saw her, said, go right through, let her through. Oh. And as I went to step, he cut me off. And I was like,
no, you, buddy.
Yeah, he's like, not you. Ladies first, but not you. But I was like, if I was wearing that helmet, I would have been leading that charge.
You're like, you want the helmet back so you can send him off the other way.
Yes, exactly. You have to walk back into the fire. Right.
Turns out you got to go up.
So I wanted the respect the helmet demanded.
Some people just want to watch the world burn, and Damien's one of them.
I feel like fire politics, in a case of a fire, this guy's just like, no. Cute girls in front of me.
Yeah.
I don't care if you burn Damien.
Honestly, that burned me more than the flames would have. That killed me.
Third degree burns.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is going to come from Fire Marshal. Was being an honest reviewer worth it? Last night, I went out with my parents to a diner for dinner. As we finished up, my mum noticed a sign on the wall that said, leave us a 4-5-star review on Yelp and receive a free dessert. So people know what Yelp is, right? It's like Zomato.
Yep.
My parents don't have an account, so my mum told me to do it as she felt like a brownie. At most, the meal deserved 2 stars, so I refused and told her that I cannot be bribed with dessert to leave a good review. She told me to get over myself, it's just a brownie. So I asked her, what's more important, a brownie or my integrity?
The brownie.
My mum responded, definitely the brownie. And then both of my parents erupted with laughter. My dad laughed so much he had tears in his eyes.
I'd be your dad.
Good one, Carol.
I'd be your dad.
Himself. That's why I'm out of here.
That was the last straw. I told them they couldn't find they could find their own way home and left. That shut them up real quick. When they got home, they were furious that I left them there.
Oh, what?
But I'm proud that I stuck to my guns. My opinion is not for sale. Do you guys agree? Fire Marshal.
Misguided pride there, I think.
I think so. Yeah, for sure.
Look, Tom and I are Oz bargain hunters. We're bargain hunters.
It's true.
Right?
It's true.
And this seems like a pretty sweet deal.
It's a good deal.
Free dessert. Cost maybe $5, $10 for a 4-5-star review that you never need to go back to.
That'd be on the front page of Ozby.
Yeah, that would be. That would be. Just leave a 5-star review and you get a free dessert.
Super easy.
You could be bought for your...
100% I could be bought. Just for a brownie.
I don't mind it if it's like something like that. It's a social media account that I don't use. It's fine. I'm not going to... The ones I don't like is just like, if you like us on Facebook and then like, you know, post something about it on your Facebook.
Okay. Yeah.
That's where I'm like, whoa. I'm not pushing your product to my people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because your name and your picture, everything's associated with it.
Look like some flog that's just I want 10% off, like, Oliver, please, sir, I want some more discount.
Exactly. Like, I wouldn't do that on my face. You're right. I wouldn't put it, like, a post on my Facebook wall. Like,
I use Facebook. I could really just whore it out to sponsors.
Like, whatever. Tom's reconsidering. He's like, I could save 10%.
Hey, I'll just
get
do it for free onion rings.
I'm like, Hungry Jack's free onion rings.
I don't care. I'll just do it. That sort of thing. I have you ever left a Yelp review or a food review on a place before?
When they've gone above and beyond, I have.
For good reviews?
Yes.
That's amazing.
But I don't like that, like, my first name and last name are there sometimes. So
yeah, sure.
I generally don't leave those reviews. I like anonymous accounts if I can do it.
It should be that way. You shouldn't need to be held against.
I've done Google reviews at venues and like places mainly because they need that. Mm. Like I know there's a mechanic that I use who said to me, goes, hey, I would appreciate if you got on Google reviews because something happened in his industry where now the main way he gets business is through Google reviews.
Yeah.
And he's like sort of like a friend as well. And he goes, I need these because people genuinely go on Google. They type in mechanic near me and they look at the reviews. So if it was good, please review it positively.
I guess it might, maybe it'll push them up the algorithm to be better reviews means better results.
So I will for friends, definitely. Yeah. And certain places that I really did appreciate and they've gone above and beyond. Other places, if they've asked for a review, sometimes I do it just because they keep asking. Like they've got like automated messages that keep coming through. I'm like,
you just want to be left alone.
Off.
Yeah.
Like there's no unsubscribe button to this automated message. Like, please review us.
Yeah.
But
they got me.
Yeah.
I've done it for like plumbers, like trades and stuff like that to be like, because like, again, like you say, they go above and beyond and you don't know. When it's like industries, you don't know how to do things and you don't know if they're like doing, if they're like treating you well or anything like that. I feel like the only way you can give back is to be like, hey, I gave you a good review. So he might see my name and he might have overcharged me, right?
Yeah.
But he might see my name and be like, oh, now I feel bad that I overcharged him. So if he comes back again, maybe he'll not overcharge me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like that's the right thing to do.
So you're doing it for your gain?
Yeah. No, it's mutual beneficial.
No, you're right. No, I'm just being a smart ass.
You're like, wow, Tom, so selfish of you.
So selfish. No, but that's how I found my mechanic because, like, not this one, was another one, was I went through the Google reviews.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what I do.
If like, it was credible, then they got it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that's fair enough, though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What about bad reviews? How bad does something have to be for you to be like, I'm going to burn them alive.
And that's what that person was saying, that the meal was at best a 2-star review. So he felt like he was going to be lying.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know for you guys, but like I feel like during lockdown, reviews were my savior, especially the people who took pictures with their reviews because you couldn't go into a store. I wanted to kiss those people in the mouth, even though that would have been frowned upon at the time.
Yeah.
But it was so helpful to have honest reviews that informed me about like, this is what it looks like.
Yeah.
This is my honest review. So I get where he's coming from.
It's for the people.
In that respect.
Yep.
Now, question though, it says for a 4- or 5-star review, but they never said that the wording needed to be positive.
You can say, I'm only giving a 4-star review to get this, but here's what I really think.
Realistically, so do you think they're doing our approach when we say, leave a 5-star review, but tell us how you really feel if you want in the comment section?
Well, what they could do, because I'm sure it's leave the review, show them the review, and they'll do it.
Yeah.
So you show them the review, then edit the review, say, I gave 5 stars, but that's to get a free dessert.
You got your brownie and your brownie points.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
And then you're having your cake and eating it too.
Yeah.
And sort of getting them on a technicality.
Yeah.
Hey? I don't mind that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't mind that.
See?
Realistically, just leave the review. Like, just, like if you want the free, you know, if you want the discount.
Yeah. Food was all right. Yeah. 4 stars.
It's good. Just say good 4 stars. It'll be a review that someone will scroll past and be like, cool. But he's just like, no, I can't. I'm like the Batman of reviews. I need to get justice.
A 4-letter response. Good.
Yeah.
Gets you a free brownie.
Yeah.
I think you got to weigh out risk and reward. There's no risk.
And I'm with your parents on this. Fuck you for leaving them at this bloody restaurant.
Yeah.
All right. For your morals, motherfucker.
Well, speaking of the whole moral thing, the reason I picked this question was because it made me think of...
Like, I have morals?
No. I definitely don't. Yeah. You guys have heard the show before.
Yeah.
But there was a brief period where I was covering video games and I was like going to press events and like going to preview events for games and that type of thing. And I was I was doing it like pro bono. I wasn't getting paid for it. It was just for experience and stuff. But I would get like I've flown out to like Sydney, or I remember one trip I couldn't go, but it was like all expenses paid, getting flown to Italy, that type of thing.
Cool.
To pay for a hotel.
Pre-COVID, obviously.
Super Mario Bros.
Yeah, right.
Meet Mario in Sicily.
Yeah, right.
In his hometown.
Right.
And meet a goal. Charles Martinet? Charles Martinet.
Let's go.
Let's go. I'm the voice of Mario.
But like, and that was like, right, it's exciting, it's fun. But the reality is the people who are paying for it is the people who are publishing the game.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So, and it, like, it's easy to kind of get lost in like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like I went to the airport. They had a car waiting for me with my name. They took me there, like my own private car.
Yeah, yeah.
They're buying you drinks. They're buying you food.
So you gave Cyberpunk 100 out of 100.
Yeah, right.
You looked past all the shit.
I like the things like they did all of these things. 2 stars out of 10.
Right. No, but this is the thing, right? Because I was like, you always hear, but people, and I'm sure it's not exclusive to video game industry, but people are like, oh, how much was, this publisher, how much was this review site paid off to give a good review to this game? This game sucks, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And I was never offered any money or anything like that, but I do think there is something that they're doing on a subconscious level.
Of course.
And this is only my experience I'm talking about, where it's like they're schmoozing you.
Yeah.
You're in a good mood. You're getting like food and coffee's paid for and you're playing a game and you look back
sushi
at it.
Sushi off Luigi's naked body, right?
Oh no.
Per usual, Luigi getting the short stick of things.
Wow.
But you know, like you're doing this, sir. And it's like, I am getting wine dined and maybe 69 if I play my cards right.
Yeah, right. Luigi will do that too.
Yeah. Luigi will do all of them. Yeah.
Let's go.
He's good with pipes. Yeah. What were you going to say?
I just want to let our listeners know that I can be wined and done for 5-star reviews. So if you want.
Shut the fuck up.
Get this guy.
I'm cutting his mic right now.
That was Damien's mic.
So you want more?
Somebody for Marcus's birthday, buy him a moral compass because he lost his years ago.
Fuck it.
But what I was trying to say is that, when I was writing the review, I was super conscious of that, being like, don't let that inform what you've done, because I could see how some people might be like, oh, I had a great time. They flew me to Italy, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
So the integrity.
No, but I had this conflict as well. So I'm like, if I'm too harsh on a game, then does the website that I'm writing for lose access to preview events and stuff like that? So it's this kind of weird situation you're put in.
Yeah. Are they then going to be like, let's avoid that website? Are you going to hurt that business?
Because they shat on us.
Oh, it's the economy of it is just like crazy. Yeah. Everyone's scratching each other's backs.
Right?
Yeah.
I ended up just writing what I felt.
Yeah.
Because I was like, well, I have no skin in this game because I'm not getting paid anyway. Yeah. So,
it can't hurt me.
And I was like, I want to be honest about it. But it was a weird situation to be in that, you know, it was kind of odd.
Interesting situation indeed.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
It's sort of like corporate events and you get a company to be like, well, come to the football, got a corporate box and everything like that.
Just be positive about it.
And it's just like, yeah, cool. Like they're trying to win you for business, but it's just like, I just want to, you know, eat party pies and sausage rolls at the corporate box.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know.
100%.
All right. Well, what should this person do then? What do you reckon for the fire warden?
I don't think the integrity of your Yelp account reflects who you are as a person.
For sure.
Yeah. I don't think you had to leave your parents stranded at a diner.
My Yelp followers would want to know the truth, though.
Yes.
Yelpers want to know.
Is your morality maybe not right word here, but are you a worse person for standing by your moral beliefs of leaving the right review, but then leaving your parents at a restaurant to fend for themselves to get home?
Carol and Bruce.
And
let them walk home.
Fuck you, Carol and Bruce. You walk home. I'm not giving my account a 5-star rating incorrectly. I think you're more of a dick for that.
I think the fire marshal was an absolute 1-star of a person.
Yeah, right.
Like
right.
He's not a good person.
Your parents.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake. Yeah. Not just like.
It's a good point. Yeah. You can't be talking about your morals.
Yeah. Get fucked, man.
All right. There we go. Get fucked, fire marshal.
That's it.
All right. We'll leave it there for the fire marshal then. Harsh words, but I think, you know, stern but
harsh
fair.
Harsh but fair.
Stern but fair.
Yes. We're all about the bargains.
Of course. We'll leave it there for the fire marshal and we'll leave it there for the podcast as well. That's all the time we have, but great questions brought to the table as always. Everyone out there, if you want to get in touch with us and just if you want to email us and say hi, if you've got a question of your own, you can email us at tqhpodcast@gmail.com. But unless there's anything else to add, boys, all the time we have. Thank you to everyone out there for listening. Thank you, of course, to Marcus.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you to Damien.
Thanks, guys.
As we end every episode.
Stay curious.
Thank you again for listening. If you want to get in touch with us and ask us a question of your own, you can email us at tqhpodcast@gmail.com.
That email again, Tom.
Is tqhpodcast@gmail.com. We're also on what, Marcus?
We're on Twitter. We're also on Facebook.
At tqhpodcast. You can find us there. And we are also on, Damien.
Wherever you can get a podcast, that is where the TQH podcast is. Spotify, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, you name it. We are on there.
And if you head over to iTunes, rate, subscribe, and leave a review, that would be fantastic. 5 stars if you think we deserve it. Thanks for listening.